K-pop is here to stay. Korean pop music, that is. And if you think you're not hip to it, let us remind you.
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일.
That is, of course, Gangnam Style, the viral sensation by the Korean pop star Psy. That song made the biggest splash in the U.S., but there's a long list of artists lining up behind Psy, and they have a growing American fan base. NPR's Nathan Rott sent this postcard from KCON, a K-pop festival that just wrapped up in downtown Los Angeles.
All right, two quick things to start. Get used to background music. It's as omnipresent here at KCON as Hello Kitty backpacks and the sweet smell of Korean barbecue. Second, we need to broaden our definition of the word K-pop by introducing another word, Hallyu. Angela Killerin, the co-organizer of KCON, will explain.
Hallyu is a word that if you're outside of this genre, you have no idea what it means. It technically means Korean wave. Technically, but it is kind of code. It says calling all fans.
And she means all fans of everything Korean. That includes your screaming, teary-eyed K-music fans, pushing at the gates near the event's red carpet. It includes your K-dancing fans.
All right, just follow me, guys.
Lining up under a tent to learn new K-dance moves like a real-life Dance Dance Revolution. And that even includes a tent of your K-video game fans.
They need to make a move right now. Let's hurry up.
So these are some of the best video gamers.
Yes, in the world. We were also hoping to attract a few more boys to our con.
So yeah, talking demographics, Killerin says that most of the 40,000 KCON goers are girls. Now, you might expect that most of the fans are Korean.
Most every single person will think that. In fact, most Koreans think that. And they come and they realize we have less than 10% of our audience is Korean.
And Killerin says that's kind of the point. KCON is a way to give American K-pop fans a taste of something they usually only see on YouTube, and to get them caught up in that Hallyu wave. Jan Karuk and Raylene Seiko, they're submerged.
Once you're in that Hallyu wave, you're going to feel I feel like I'm a Korean now, honestly.
Exactly what the KCON organizers were hoping for. Nathan Rott, NPR News.